I will always remember the Giant fans.
10, 5, touchdown!
The Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look at the Giants-Redskins rivalry. A rivalry that started in 1932 when they were known as the Braves. The Braves won the initial meeting, with the two teams playing to a tie later that year. But this rivalry is highlighted by so many great moments. Y.A. Tittle throwing 7 touchdown passes. How about the hat trick of 1986 with the Giants beating the Redskins 3 times en route to their first Super Bowl championship? Sit back and enjoy over the next 30 minutes. We delve deep into the Giants-Redskins rivalry.
The Giants-Redskins rivalry is one of the oldest in the NFL, spanning a course of 80 years. The two teams competed fiercely for conference and division titles throughout the 1930s, and in 1937, the Redskins' first season in Washington, the Skins routed the Giants 49-14 in the final week of the season on their way to the NFL championship. New York got revenge the very next season, shutting out Washington 36-0, and went on to defeat the Green Bay Packers in the NFL championship game to win their third title. Over the next 3 decades, the Giants would dominate the Redskins, compiling a record of 39-19-1, which included a 12-5-1 record during the 1960s. Throughout that decade, the two teams engaged in epic battles that displayed some serious offensive firepower. In 1961, New York acquired legendary quarterback Y.A. Tittle. And on November 5th, in a game at Yankee Stadium, Tittle and the Giants destroyed the Redskins, 53-0. Y.A. threw for 192 yards and 3 touchdowns, and it remains the widest margin of victory in the series history. But in the 1962 season, on October 28th, Tittle had a game that all NFL signal callers can only dream of. The Redskins marched into Yankee Stadium, led by quarterback Norm Snead and future Hall of Famer Bobby Mitchell. Snead had a fantastic day, passing for 346 yards and 4 touchdowns. And Bobby Mitchell hauled in 5 passes for 158 yards and 2 touchdowns. But Tittle was even better, throwing for 505 yards and a record-tying 7 touchdown passes.
We threw the ball. We had great receivers. All I had to do is just any, meeny, miny, moe, which one am I going to throw to? Gifford, Schaffner, somebody in the backfield. And I had a lot of players to catch the ball.
Dell Schaffner had a career day with 11 catches for 269 yards and 1 touchdown. Joe Walton pulled in 6 passes for 63 yards and 3 scores. Joe Morrison had 2 catches, both times finding the end zone. And Frank Gifford had 4 catches for 127 yards and a touchdown. Tittle and Snead had combined for over 800 passing yards and 11 touchdowns.
I didn't even know I'd had that many touchdown receptions. Somebody said, you've tied the record, but we can go and break the record with one more. And it would be just like playing for glory, self-glory. And I never did want to be known as that type of person. You love your teammates, you love your team, but you love your individual accomplishments. Something I can tell my children and grandchildren. I'm an old man. I still enjoy getting my grandchildren's glory.
But 4 years later, in 1966, those individual efforts would be surpassed when the two teams met in RFK Stadium. In an offensive explosion never before seen in NFL history, New York and Washington combined to score 113 points in a 72-41 victory for the Redskins. A total of 16 touchdowns were recorded, 9 of them on plays of 30 yards or more, including a 62-yard fumble return, a 60-yard interception return, and a 52-yard punt return. The combined 113 total points is still the all-time NFL record. Stay tuned for more Chronicles, the Giants-Redskins rivalry.
The though you acknowledge that you might see the Redskins down the road, does the thought of that scare you?
Let me tell you what I'm scared of. I'm scared of spiders, snakes, and the IRS.
Not the Redskins.
Well, you know, they're in our league. It's competition. I look forward to that.
Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Redskins rivalry. In the 1970s, Washington was led by Hall of Fame coach George Allen, and the Redskins dominated the Giants during his tenure, compiling a 14-6 record. But in the 1980s, the Giants-Redskins matchup would become perhaps the most hotly contested rivalry in all of football. Both teams were led by legendary head coaches, Joe Gibbs for the Redskins and Bill Parcells for the Giants. During their tenures, the two teams combined to win 7 NFC East Division titles and 5 Super Bowl championships. But it's the 1986 season that Giants fans remember as being the high water mark in this intense rivalry. In the Giants' amazing Super Bowl season of 1986, they would simply dominate their NFC East rivals, the Washington Redskins. In their first meeting at Giants Stadium, Phil Simms would lead a balanced attack.
Simms, touchdown to Bobby Johnson.
And Joe Morris would explode with 181 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns.
And this is Joe Morris. Morris is gone.
In week 14, the Giants would travel to the friendly confines of RFK Stadium.
This is my favorite spot in the NFL, playing in Washington. Because we knew we were getting ready to walk in that dugout, and all those fans would be hanging over, and they were awesome. And one day I'm walking down that dugout, Parcells looked at me and goes, "You ready?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm ready, coach." And he goes, "You know, Simms, they hate us so much here, they like us." I went, "Gotcha." Made sense to me.
And Simms would certainly find his comfort zone on the road, throwing 3 touchdowns on the day. As fate would have it, the two teams would meet up for a third time in the NFC Championship, with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
That was our fiercest rival, and that was the team that knew us best, and we knew them best.
We respected them the most, they respected us the most, and we loved playing against them.
It was going to be physical, and it was going to be a battle.
And with 40-mile-per-hour winds blowing through Giants Stadium, Bill Parcells made perhaps his best coaching decision before the game had even begun.
Bill came up to us right before, and he said, if we win this coin toss, I'm going to put the defense out there first.
We'll take the win.
He wanted to get off to a start, so he took the win. You know, who has the courage to do that in a championship game? Not many people.
We knew what to expect. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cold, but it's in our home. And it's with our fans, and you don't get much better than that.
The Giants won the toss, and they're kicking off. The Red Race kick goes way, way out of the end zone.
And, of course, the elements were so much a factor of that day and wound up being a tremendous advantage for us, our ability to do things in the elements that Washington just couldn't do. We drove the ball into a 35 or 40 mile an hour wind for a touchdown.
Simms back to throw and gets man open, and it's Lionel Manuel, touchdown Giants.
That touchdown drive into the wind was the difference in the game, because it took all the time off the clock for them to have the wind advantage.
With their aerial attack rounded by the ferocious winds, the Redskins were forced to rely on their running game, and the results were as miserable as the weather.
The Redskins have to run the ball to be successful. There's no way they're running the ball consistently and getting 2 first downs in a row. They just weren't going to do it.
The defense held the Redskins to 40 yards rushing, while Joe Morris racked up 89 yards and scored the game's final touchdown.
You know, Parcells had talked to me about the fact that we're going to have to run the ball and run the ball effectively. He said, "Look, gear it up."
Morris is going to score.
And while Washington's punts just fluttered in the wind,
a 27-yard punt. It started off looking like a good kick. The wind took it, and it just fluttered down.
Sean Landetta averaged 42 yards per kick in some of the worst weather Giants Stadium has ever seen.
Here's Landetta's punt. That's a great punt against the wind. And the Giants are going to down it inside the five. Great punt by Landetta. 46 yards, was in the air for 5 seconds.
Landetta has a career game kicking the ball into the wind. We get field position. They can't run on us. If we were to still play in that game to this day, 25 years later, they still will not score a touchdown.
So the Redskins will be going for it here on fourth.
The fans are going to get up into it now, and they're going to make it tough for Schrader. Schrader hands off, and Rodgers is stopped.
As the clock was winding down, the one thought in my mind was, come a long way from 1976 when we first opened Giant Stadium, and these same fans are cheering us now because we've turned this ship around. And we had a dominant year, and this really was a gift for the Giant fans.
When you win the championship, you know you're going to the Super Bowl. It's the greatest feeling in sports.
And that feeling would get even better as the Giants would go on to beat the Denver Broncos 39-20 in Super Bowl 21.
The Super Bowl champion of the Giants, everybody's dream in football.
Stay tuned for more Chronicles, the Giants-Redskins rivalry. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Redskins rivalry. In the 1990s, the Giants-Redskins rivalry would be an evenly matched affair, with the Giants winning 11 games and the Redskins winning 8 with one tie in 1997. New York swept Washington in 1990 and went on to win another Super Bowl championship in Bill Parcells' final season as head coach. The Redskins returned the favor in 1991, sweeping the Giants on the way to their third NFL championship under Joe Gibbs. For the next 15 years, the Giants and Redskins would battle each other through mediocre seasons, and their once classic contest rarely had any significance in deciding who made the playoffs or who would be champions. But in the 2005 season, New York and Washington squared off in Giants Stadium in a game that had much more at stake for the Giants than who won or lost. On the Monday before the game, Giants longtime owner Wellington Mara passed away at the age of 89. Several days before his passing, running back Tiki Barber was summoned to Mara's bedside.
About midway through the day, I get a call from Ronnie Barnes, who says the Mara family is requesting you come up to their home to see Wellington because they think he's going to pass away. And so I went up there and I got a chance to sit with Wellington for about 2.5 hours or so. And I got a chance to thank him and say a prayer with him and really feel connected. The week goes on, we're playing the Washington Redskins, and there's a break in the clouds and there's this little sunbeam of light. And Tom is walking by me as we're stretching. I said, hey coach, that's Wellington looking down on us. And he said, you know, Tiki, I think you're right.
Prior to the game, Mara's granddaughter, Kate, sang the national anthem, and the team paid tribute to its patriarch. On the Giants' first play from scrimmage, Barber took the handoff and raced 57 yards down the sideline.
Barber to the Redskins 40, to the 30, to the 20.
And it was one of these days where, as a football player, every single play worked. First play of the game was a 50-something yard run. Later on in the game, I had a 57 or so yard run. And I remember Timmy McDonald, who is Wellington's grandson, coming up to me and saying, hey, old man, are you going to score? Are you going to keep getting caught? And I said, Timmy, I promise you, before this day is over, I'm going to score a touchdown for you.
Draw play, Barber, runs right, cuts the two, dives for the goal line, touchdown! Tiki's got his score!
I drop the ball and I get up and blow a kiss like I always do. And then I remember, so I turn right around immediately and I grab the ball. I run directly to the sideline. That was my 206th yard. I gave the ball to Timmy. I said, Timmy, this is for you and your grandparents and your family. And I thank you guys for everything that you did for me. I had done what I wanted to do, which was honor a man who means more to this game, to this organization than any other man possibly could.
The blowout over the Redskins helped vault the Giants into the playoffs. The following season, in 2006, New York entered the final game of the year, having lost six of their last seven contests and were on the verge of missing the playoffs. Desperately needing a victory against their bitter rival, the Giants once again looked to Barber for some inspiration.
First and 10 for the 45. Draw for Barber, squeaks left. Tiki runs out of a tackle. Tiki across midfield. Tiki to the 30. He needs a block to score. 10, 5, touchdown, Tiki Barber! 55 yards! Tiki's got two and the Giants widen their lead.
Banks said he got some movement on Carter. Chris Snead did a nice move for you. Right up in that crease. That's the way to see it. Let it go.
In a performance for the ages, Tiki rushed for a franchise record 234 yards and three touchdowns, leading the team to a 34-28 victory and into the postseason.
And off Barber, runs right, finds his way through a hole to the 40, 35, 30. Barber to the 20, being chased from behind to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Tiki Barber, his second 50-plus run tonight.
How about that?
And although the Giants would lose in the first round of the playoffs the following week, Barber's magical performance will always be remembered by Giants fans. Stay tuned for more Chronicles, the Giants-Redskins rivalry. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Redskins rivalry. In 2007, the Giants won the NFL championship thanks to an amazing late-season stretch where they won five of their last six games. But early in the season, they had dug themselves into a hole. The defense was playing poorly, giving up 45 points to Dallas in week one and surrendering 35 points to the Packers at home in week two. With a record of 0-2, the Giants traveled to Washington for a showdown with the Redskins, and it appeared that their season was already on the brink.
But it's not just 0-2, 80 points in the first two ball games, you know? And of course the world is, boy, this is going to be great. If the Giants lose, Coughlin is gone.
Trailing 17-3 at halftime, the Giants battled back to take a 24-17 lead. But in the final minute, Washington had a first and goal at the Giants' one, with a chance to steal the game back and possibly crush New York's hopes of turning their season around.
You remember there's no timeouts. They make two attempts at our right side, and we make two outstanding football plays on that right side to hold them out of the end zone.
And on fourth and goal, the Big Blue defense stood its ground and saved the season.
This is it. Campbell takes the snap. Hand off left for Betts, and he's tripped up and stopped short. Giants stopped him on fourth and goal, and they're going to win the ball game.
Which reinforces the confidence, which allows us to go. We win six in a row right there. I mean, boom, 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 boom.
And the Giants may have saved their season with a stirring victory against their NFC East rivals.
That dramatic victory seemed to inspire the Giants for years to come, and they would go on to win six of their next seven meetings with the Redskins. But in week seven of the 2012 season, New York once again found itself locked in a seesaw battle with their arch rival.
Hand off Brown, dies, hit by Fletcher, and bounces in for the touchdown. Royston to the left of RG3. Takes the snap, little bubble screen for Moss. He's got room to the 20, he's to the 15, he's to the 10, and he goes in untouched. He'll throw this time in a fake. Over the middle, intercepted by Stevie Brown. Threw it right through him. Up the left sideline, across midfield, to the 40-yard line, and tackled at the Redskins 35. Bradshaw the tailback. Hand off to Ahmad Bradshaw. Powers right. And he's in. Touchdown. The official on the far side said he broke the plane. Second and six. Back to throw. Lobs one down the left side, and it's caught for the touchdown. Santana Moss.
beat Hosley, and the Redskins have a lead with 1:32 to go.
Eli Manning, 23 career fourth quarter comebacks. Can he do it again?
Second and 10 for the Giant 23. Two receivers right. Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field. He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants! And the Giants have the lead back. Takes the snap, back to throw. Over the middle, Boss makes the catch. Over the football, it's loose. Giants say they have it at the 43, and they do.
There have been so many great moments over the years between the Giants and the Redskins. Of most recent vintage, a couple of years ago, remember Victor Cruz's late touchdown catch to beat Washington? And one thing is for certain, despite the fact that the players and coaches change over the years, it's the two teams and that long-standing rivalry, that NFC East battle, Giants-Redskins, one of the enduring rivalries in the NFL. That wraps it up for this week's show. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Chronicles here on MSG.
This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com.